Vayter and Shas, we are of a comment of Ayin Dal, being up an Ayin Gimel Beis, by the bottom of the page. We're up to the last line, but I'm going to bring it back up halfway to the middle of the page because I was a little bit exhausted doing it yesterday, and I don't think I did as well as I could have. Here we go. Amareva. Eidim Shulchachushu. Let's say, you know, there's something called Eidi Azama. That is, let's say two witnesses come and they say something. Two others come and say, what do you mean? How could you have said that? You were with us. Imanu Ayusim, Bivakam Ploni. You were with us in another place. You couldn't have been there at the time. That's one thing. It's called Zama, and they get what they try to give. There's another thing called hachasha, idi hachasha, and that is when they say it's not true there, they're battling with them. Two of them say this person killed someone, another two say no, they didn't kill them. So that's what we're talking about here. So edim shehuchshu, that means that you have a pair of edim that come and they say something, another two come and say no, someone killed someone, the other two come and say no, that didn't happen. Then ulubasof huzmon, then afterwards they became zomified. Narog, and they get the punishment they tried to give if they tried to go and kill them. Even though their edus is not meaningful anymore, because when you have edim saying something and another pair coming in and saying it's not true, then we don't just accept the testimony of the first pair because it was argued upon, in which case, therefore, it must not be. We don't know if it's true. So you think at that stage, therefore, it doesn't have anything to do anymore. It's done, it's out. And if it gets zomified later, the zomification doesn't really do anything because they weren't able to do anything anyway because they're hachasha-sized. Nonetheless, that's what Rav is saying. And they're killed. Why? They consider it the beginning of the hazama. In other words, they don't think it's like a total annihilation of their testimony. Rather, it's a beginning process to go through to get to the point where we get to hazama. But it wasn't yet finished off. When it gets finished off, then they get what they tried to give. And we try to back this up. How do I know this idea? The time runs in a brisa. And I say, if Eidim would come and say, we testify of this person, Shesime is Ein Avdo. He went out as Mesame, he blinded the eye of his slave. Now, we know the din is that a person goes and he blinds the eye of his slave, or he knocks out his tooth, and the slave goes free. So he's saying in this particular order, we're going to see a switch in a moment, but he says, Shesime is Ein Avdo. He blinded the eye of his servant, and then he knocked out his tooth. Shaharei HaRav Omer Kane. Now the Rav, he would go ahead and agree with this. Now we're going to see what that means soon, that line. V'nim Suzalman, we find out that those people really are zomified, they get knocked out. Mishalman Demei Ayin Le'evid. Now the ones who are lying, they have to go and pay the amount of value of the slave to the slave, the value of his eye. Two witnesses come, they say, knocked out his eye, then knocked out his tooth, and they get zomified, they're going to have to go, they're going to pay the demei ayin to the evan. Now, what's the case? Why is that? Elim, because the Gatani, if you want to say, like we say, that there's not another set of witnesses that are here. You have the first two, and then they get zomified. Mashamah demei ayin levid, they pay the demei ayin levid. Busted the mafke lilachiru is demei eno kabai shlumei. What do you mean? The eye is a thing that's letting him go out of being an evan. You don't pay for that, that's just his ticket out. Vote, and furthermore, Deme Kule Eved Lerav by Shlume. He has to pay the entirety of the slave to the master because that's what he's ending up making him lose out by that. When these two Adam come and say that he knocked out the eye, and it's not really true, by doing that, you're getting rid of the slave from this master and he's losing out. And therefore, you should have to pay the whole thing. Vote, and furthermore, Sherav Omer Kane, and you say, and the Rav, the master, he also says, is also Harav Minichle. Why would he say that? Is it good for him to say such a statement over here? Now he's going to lose out his thing and he has to pay him for his eye, for his tooth. Like, what are you talking about? El Alav must be talking about. Could go into Asu Beitrei of Amri. What are we talking about over here? We're not talking about where there's only one set of witnesses. There's actually another set that came first. And they say, Hippel Ashino, Vesimes Eno. He knocked out his tooth and then he blinded his eye. The boy Mesav lay harav to me'ino. Now he has to pay his ayin because the tooth got him out of being a servant. And the ayin now he has to pay because he's a regular dude. Vasa betray mitziyasim. And now two other ones come and they say, middle set, because we're going to see a third set. They come and they say, eino v'hadashino. No. It wasn't his tooth and then his eye. Rather, it was his eye then his tooth. Delo boy lemesav lay ela demeshino. Now he only has to pay the value of the tooth. The kamach shelei kamoi. Lemitzai. Now we find there's a contradiction in the first and the second. Bahainu Sharia Rav Omerkin, and that's why the master goes and says, yeah, it's good. And they're happy with the second set over there. Why? Because the second set is going to make him only pay the value of the tooth, which is much less money than paying the value of the actual eye. Vikatani, and then we say, we find the middle set being Zomimin by the third set. He has to pay the value of the eye to the servant because that's what they ended up trying to get him to lose by saying that the eye was hit first, then the tooth. Now he only paid the tooth. He's going to lose out. The slave is going to lose out in getting his eye. So now that's what he has to go and now pay up because of that. Now, Shma Mina, Achosha Tchila Azamahi, that Achosha is the beginning of Azama. The fact that it doesn't knock out the whole entity of what we talked about, but rather it says that, like when the first Edom and the second Edom are Machish and the third one come and zomify the second one, we see that Achosha is just the beginning of Eid Zomimin. That's everything we saw yesterday. Now, Amar Abaye says, lo. Really, the Bryce is only talking about two sets of Edom. What are the two sets? You're going to have one set that comes along and says that he blinded him first and then he knocked out his tooth, and you're going to have another set that's going to come and zomify them. The second set is doing both over here. They're flipping around saying he knocked out the eye and then the tooth. Pardon, the tooth and then the eye. And they are flipping that around. They come and they say the first set comes and says they knocked out the eye and then knocked out the tooth. The second set, they say, no, they knocked out the tooth and then the eye. And then they make them into Edom Zomim. Imano Yisla Makamboni, you weren't even there in the first place. You were in somewhere else. So now the Zomim has to go, this guy goes free. Because there is something that happened to him, but it's just the opposite order. And he goes out, the master has to pay him for the fact that he lost his eye, because he punched him in the eye. And the first set of Edom also has to pay him for the eye, because that's what he was going to try to get him to lose out from what happened. Therefore, this is not a raya for Rava that Hachasha is Tchilas Hazama. Mimai, how do I know that this is actually the case that we're dealing with? Beep, turn the page. Again, this is still a baye. As Ayin Dalet, Omen Alf. Midaseifa b'meipach v'hazama. That is the first set, the first in the Reisha is talking about a case where there's only two Edom going on over there, two sets of Edom, and the first testified one order, and the second one switched to the other order, and then also made them into Zomimin. So Reisha is also going to be the case also when you just have two sets of witnesses. The Ketani Sefer, what do we say in the Heilige Sefer? It says in the Sefer, Meidani es ish Poloni. If you have these Edom come and say, we are testifying against Ploni, Shehip El Shein Avdu Vashimiseno, that knocked out the tooth and blinded his eye. Sharia Evan Omer Kanan, he says so. Vinim to Zomin, find the Zomin. Mishamim Dame Ayin the Rav. They have to pay the Dame Ayin to the Rav because that's what they tried to get him to lose. The Kidami, what are we talking about? Ida Lokomo Dulu Basurai Bechavala Kalal. If the second side of Edom is not admitting that any of this happened, it's just saying that you're a bunch of liars, and to make kuli avid l'rav by shlomi is to pay the entirety of it. Alapshita to komodu kula b'chavala. Rather, what they're saying is that the all of them are masked to the fact that he's injuring him. To kafchinu v'azminu, and Bach switches over here, v'afchinu v'azminu, and when the Bryce is saying, talking about the case where the second set reversed the first one, says a flipperoo, and calls them that they're zomin. So it's clear that this second case of this brisa, which is talking about two sets of witnesses, with the second set reversing it and making the first one zomin. So therefore, we could assume that the brisa's first case also deals only two sets, and it's a little reverse hazama move. The Hechidami, Rashi explains Hechidami means bein reisha bein sefer. The cave under. Since we've established now that it's a flip and a zama move, which they either say to me, what exactly is the case we're dealing with? If the second set of witnesses are coming in and saying that it's a later time happened that this Rav came along and beat the slave, he still would have to pay the entirety of him. Because at the time they made the master chayev to let him go, Akati Gavra Laba Chiyuvu, he was still someone who was not yet chayev to do that. He didn't have to let him go. That's what he's making to lose. That's what he have to go and pay. Elo deka mekadme kadume hani basari. Rather, it's the later witnesses said that it happened earlier than the first guy saying it. And therefore, he would only have to pay. So he has to get. He doesn't have to get rid of him, but he only has to pay the value of the eye. And also, if the Rav was not yet been brought to court by the Eved at the time that the first Edom said what happened, Akati to make Kule Eved L'Rav by Yishlomile, the Zomin still would have to pay the entirety, the Kati Gavar L'Mechayev, because the person who they were saying it against wasn't yet Chayev at the time that they said it. Ela D'Amar B'Din, we're talking about a case where he already went to court, and the court said that the Mesta has to let him go and pay for the injury, the second one that happened, because first one's lasting him free. Remember, what we're holding right now is that Rava said we want to learn out that Achasha is the beginning of Azama, and Abaye said you have no Raya from that. Now we're going to ask a question back on Rava. Amrili Ravacha Bari de Ravika le Ravashi. Dukya de Rava Meicha. Where did Rava make a diak that he learned out with his three sets that we said originally, where he understood it, that we're going to learn out to say that Achasha is the Tchilas of Azama. Elim Reish, if you want to say they learned that from the first case, which is the Rava says that the first Adam say, that he has to pay for the eye, and then the middle witnesses say they have to pay for the tooth. Is that a raya? Reisha mika miskachshe b'mitziyai. Is the Bryce's first case? Is the middle one contradicted? Are they really? And we knock it out. Kevin the lo mitzami. If they hadn't been zomified, sadusa kavasayu kokaime. Then testimony that was like this would have been accepted. Meaning, the Achasha didn't knock it off entirely. It's just saying, no, it's not the amount that you're talking about. It's a different amount. And they would accept the part that both agree with. Meaning to say, the eye is worth X amount, the tooth is worth X amount. So we'd make them pay at least the value of the tooth, because the tooth is less than the eye, so therefore everyone agrees to pay at least the value of the tooth. So this is Kavasayu Kamakayme, the Dina Kavasayu Paskinan. We would decide the Halacha in accordance with what they brought. And therefore, you have to pay the tooth. The Yesh B'chal Masai Mana, because within 200 is 100. So one says it was 200, one says 100. Then everyone agrees at least they need 100. And therefore, Hilkach Kamoyhu the Kamiskashi. Therefore, it's really the first Edom, the first Edus that's being contradicted. Mitzioi lo Miskashi Midei. But the second Edus is not being hachashasized at all, because it's saying the same statement, just a little bit less value. So how can Rava bring a raya that a Zama is going to help even on a witness when it was set aside, when it was hachashasized? This is not a case where it totally gets set aside, because there are parts of it that still remain true. Amar Rava. Pardon, doesn't say that. Amar Lei. Inachinami. That's not where he's getting it from. Where is he getting it from? Rava Savar mi Dereisha b'shalos kitos. He says, since the ratio of the Brayis is talking about three separate cases, three different sets of witnesses, Sifanami b'shalos, the Sif is also three sets. V'tiyek mi Seifa. And therefore, where does he learn out the idea of Hachasha Tchil Sazama? He learns that from the Seifa. Keep going. Dosu b'chevami. You have two witnesses come. They say, Hipil ishino v'simiseno. He blinded his eye, knocked out his tooth, and he blinded his eye. Upaskina l'dina apumayu. Because of that, they pass him because of what he said. So they said the slave is now free, and they have to pay for the eye, because that was the order. The tooth knocked out is going to get him free. And then the eye is going to have to pay for it. Also, they have two other ones come and said, Sime Sane of Hippel Shino. He blinded his eye, and he knocked out his tooth. He switches the order over here. The Ka Machachishe, Machachishe, Mach. Machshei, I'm just going to do that. Machshei, lehu lahani kamai. So now they're contradicting and coming against the original Edom over here. Okay, now we're stuck. If they take back that psak that they gave originally, it's going to pot to the master from paying the bigger damage that they made him pay over here. V'nimtsu zomim kamai. And the Braisa then brings that v'nimtsu zomim kamai. The first witnesses afterwards get zomified by a third set of witnesses over here. Mishalman Deme Ein Rav. Now they have to pay the value of the eye to the Rav, even though it had already been hachoshesized before they got zomified. Now, V'i Salka Daitach, if you think hachosha l'adchil sezama, it's not the beginning of a zama, and if they get a hachoshesized and they're out, Amar Mishalmi. So why did the Zoman witness have to pay it all? Ha iskachshu lehumekar. They're already contradicted. Elishma mina achash tchilas hazama. You learn that it is a tchil of hazama. That is Rava. Fabai Rav Chabai says, Abai would say back to you, Bishlam Reisha lo sagi lo shalosh kitos. The bride, the first case is not only talking about two sets. It's talking about where there's three sets. It has to be Sharei Ketani HaRav Omer Kane, because it says, and also the master says this as well, which is telling us that there's other witnesses that came before them, like we saw earlier. Ella Seif Alam Li Shalosh Kitos. Why do you have to say? Because the ratio is three. The Seif is also three. Sharei Eved Omer Kane. You want to say, because it says, and indeed this is the case, that the slave is saying this also, so it's just like the other way. Eved kol dehu meimar amar. The slave will say this, denichale v'nepek l'cherus. Because now he's going to go out to freedom. So we don't have to say this is the third set of witnesses over here. Therefore, you have no right to say, achashe tchilas hazama. Frank the Gemara just kind of zone in a little bit over here about the fact that the slave goes free and he gets paid for getting damages. Maskevur of Zera. Ema simeis eno. Let's say that if the master goes and blinds his slave's eye, beep, turn the page. Ayin dalam beis. Nebek be'eno. He should go free because of his eye. Hippolishino, and if he knocks out his tooth, Nepik Vishino, he goes out because of his tooth. Sime Sand of Hippolishino, Nepik Beino Vishino, Beino Vishino. And if he gets blind in his eye and knocked out with his tooth, he should go free because of both of them. Rashi says, Tap Rashi, Ulolam Dame, Lonisa, Nutitavlez, and get any money for this. Maybe it just goes out. Amar Abaye, Alecha, Kraomer, and to respond to what you just said now, the pasuk comes and says, Tachas eno, which means in place of his eye, v'lo tachas eno vishino, and not in place of his eye and his tooth. Tachas shino, v'lo tachas shino ve'eno, which means just one of them, and then afterwards you're going to have to pay. Okay, back to the discussion now about whether or not Rav still has what to stand on, and he says, hachash is the beginning of azama. Am Rav Yidibar Avin Afanan Nami Tanini Weyasha Avin our Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Ganav Al Pishtayim. Let's say someone goes ahead and they steal a sheep. And they go and they steal it with two edim. V'tavachom achar p'yam, and they shecht it and they sell it while they see it also. V'nishav zomim, it turns out to be those people that are saying all that, those witnesses are zomified. M'sham lo sekol, they have to pay everything. My lav deheidu ala geneva v'chaz v'idu ala tvicha. Is it not so they did geneva first and tvicha? V'huzma ala geneva, and they got zomified in geneva. V'chaz v'huzma ala tvicha. That's the order. V'hal kevin shuzma ala geneva l'ga bei tvicha. And therefore, once it gets zomified in the first one, then the second one is considered a hachasha. That is that their statement of in your gun of your tavach umachar, that's already hachasha size at that stage immediately. Vikatani lo, it's vikatani mishalma lo sekol, is to pay everything. Vishakatani hachasha lav tchila hazama. If you say it's not the beginning of hazama, atvicha amay mishalma. Why do you have to pay zomification on the shechting, it must be that's the beginning of it, and that makes sense. It gets dragged on until that ends up happening. Says the Gemara, Amri, they say back to like that. Hachav my skin. What are you talking about? No, he got zomified on the tevicha first, on the actual shechting. Rashi v'nechayvu b'tashlumei shlosha va'adayin edus geneva kayem. Does that still exist? Okzumim says chayva b'kefal harei chamisha. Now when he goes in keva, he gets paid five. Says the Gemara. Ubeplukta. Says Rashi, the Abaye v'Rava, this is a machlokes Abaye and Rava, whether hachash is the beginning of a zama or not, pligi nami Rav Yochanan Rav Lazar. They're not the only ones. Edom shechushu, ubesof huzmu, Rav Yochanan Rav Lazar. Chadam in Aragam, once it's in Aragam, Chadam in Aragam, once it's not. This time Rav Lazar, the Amar in Aragam, it makes sense that Rav Lazar says they don't. The Amar Rav Lazar, Edom shechushu, ben nefesh lokin. Edom, who get chuchash sized, benefesh when it comes to life, meaning they're saying that they killed someone and they get the hachashasized, they get malchus. If you want to think the Rebbe Lazar is the one who says that they get killed, am I looking? Why would they get malchus? Havale lav shenitin lazaris mizas basin. This the lav over here, which they get malchus for, is a iser that was given over to being killed. Chol lav shenitin lazaris mizas basin. Any lav in such a case, Rashi says shelo yasekach. Shalom Yamisu Basin. And anytime you have a case like that, ain't looking love. They don't care, Malchus. Rashi says, the Mises Basin who owns Al Shalav. That's a punishment. Alav Shaminar, but Lazar, who damer in again, it's Lazar, or do we not learn either? Lazar, the one who says that they're not killed. Says, Gemara, this time makes sense. Frankly, Gemara, Loken, you're going to say this guy, how's Rabbi Lazar say they're going to get Malchus? Trey or training, you have two different testimonies on opposite sides. My cousin is a machnahani. Why should you rely on the second one? So machnahani, rely on the first one. Rabbi Baba Harug Viragla. We're talking about a case where the one who was supposedly murdered stands up and walks by. And the clear the guy's alive, no question about it, then that person's going to get Malchus. Zog the next Mishnah. Gunav al bishtayim. Let's say someone goes and steals two edim. Come and see them stealing a sheep. V'tavach al machar al pi edecher. There's only one edim that comes and says that he actually sold it or he shechted it. Or al pi atzmo, or even by himself, he comes and he says that he did that. Mashalim tashlum kefel. He has to pay kefel because there's always two. There's two edim over there that saw him doing that. Rashi says ta'ikas adi aganeva. There's witnesses of the stealing. V'enam sham tashlum chamisha doesn't pay the arba v'chamisha. Again, what is it? Because gunav al bishtayim. Talking about the aid echad. Okay, only one. If Mishalim says only Chamisha, he doesn't pay the four or five. Rashi says al das atzmo the mode we can ask pater. Someone who admits to it is pater. God of a talk about Shabbos if he goes and he steals any shechted on Shabbos. God of a talk about his goes to for his daughter. God of Mishalav if he goes and steals from his father. Or makes his father dies. Then he goes and he shechted it or he sells it. God of a kachach tov gemachar. This is all a repeat from what we saw earlier. We saw this on Samech Ches. Mishalim Tishlumi Kefil is to be Kefil. The Ainu Mishalim Tishlumi Kefil. Chamisha, you don't pay the four or five. For Shimon Omer, Kachim, Shechai, Bachriyosa. When it comes to the idea of Kachim, which you'd be Chai for, means Bachriyosa and it gets lost. Or something, someone says, Arei Alai, as opposed to Arei Zu. Mishalim Tishlumi Kefil, Chamisha, you pay four or five. Shein Chai, Bachriyosa, some things they're not. Potter, then you're going to be Potter. I'm paying that, and the Gemara is going to explain what exactly Rashi says, what exactly we're talking about. Now, the first case of the Mishnah, we said that if only one person saw the Tevicha or the Mechira, then you're not going to pay dollar v'hei. Al pi eid echad, pshita, obviously he's not going to be chayav to pay four or five. Why do you have to even tell us that? Amri, how come Hashem alone? What's it telling us? Al pi atzmo dumya da al pi eid echad, if you're doing it himself, it's considered like one eid, ma al pi eid echad, ki asi eid echad misar pa'adei. Just like, if you have one eid, if you only have one aid to see it, and another aid comes and joins, Mechayiv is going to be Chayiv to pay four or five. Al pi atzmanami, so to be him also. Kiyasu aidim, when witnesses come afterwards and say that it happened, Mechayiv is going to be Chayiv to pay four or five. La fugim Rav Huna Merav, to exclude that which he says, Amar Rav Huna Merav, modem can ask v'achakos bo aidim pater, that when someone admits to it, and then aidim come after, he's going to be pater. That is a machlokas. Well, if we go this year, it's going along with that opinion. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.